you are not alone. It is hard to get rid of sentimental items. So just go ahead, feel all the feelings, and then store away the super special sentimental items if need be. Hey, homemaker, and welcome back to the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. My name is Brianne, your new mom BFF. I'm a wife, mom, homemaker, and entrepreneur saved by grace, passionate about motivating mamas to step into the calling that God has placed on their lives. I truly believe that God is raising a generation of Proverbs 31 women to lead the way and show what it looks like to not only steward your family and home well, but to also use your gifts and talents to make an impact in the world. On this podcast, you can expect to hear episodes on how to balance your home life and entrepreneurship without sacrificing time with the ones you love most. Some topics include faith, simplifying your home, business decluttering, marketing, and much more. Sounds like your kind of podcast? Then you are totally in the right place. I'm so glad you're here, Mama. Welcome home. Hey, hey, homemaker, and welcome to part two of the spring cleaning series here on Hearty Homemaker Podcast. I'm your host, Brianne, your new mom BFF, and today I am totally your decluttering coach, and in this episode, we are going to chat all about decluttering your kids' toys. Dun, dun, dun. Now, let me just say firsthand, this is one question I always get from friends and family and listeners. They are like, oh my goodness, Brianne, I want to go ahead and declutter the kids' toys so bad, but I have such a hard time. And friends, I know your pain. I was literally the same exact way until I ripped the Band-Aid and was like, I'm not going to be tripping over toys 24/7. So here we are. And friend, I am just so glad that you're here today. And so first of all, before we start decluttering, I want you to go ahead and give yourself a moment, okay? Let's just address the feelings real quick because there is a chance you are about to feel all the feels. There is a possibility that you might be entering a battlefield of emotion because as a parent, you have an emotional attachment to the items that you buy your child. And I want you to remember this while you're going through it, okay? Things and items are not memories. Memories are memories stored in our brains to remember forever. So mama, give yourself grace. If there is an item that is so sentimental to you that you have such a hard time getting rid of, go ahead and wait another day to revisit it or declutter that later. But if you know and you're like, I definitely need to get rid of this, but it's taking up too much time and I have memories attached to it, go ahead, take a picture of it before you donate it or trash it. But again, friends, I know firsthand how hard it is to get rid of something. And no matter how much you should, you just can't get rid of it. I know I'm still the same way for certain items. For example, quick sentimental story. I'm 30 years old at the time of this recording, and I still have my Dee Dee. That's my doll I had from when I was a baby, stored and wrapped up in a special box in my garage. And let me tell you, a friend, her head is literally hanging by a safety pin and string, but I can't get rid of her because it's just so sentimental to me. So until I die, my family is going to be the one to have to go ahead and trash her, but it's not going to be me. And I'm sure if my sister is listening right now, she's probably like, oh my God, you still have that thing? And to that I say, yes, yes, I do. But I say that all to say, I'm right here with you, sister. You are not alone. It is hard to get rid of sentimental items. So just go ahead, feel all the feelings, and then store away the super special sentimental items if need be, okay? So now that we've got that established with the feelings aspect of decluttering kids' toys, let's actually go ahead and declutter. Now, as always, make sure to have your 3Bs going into any decluttering project, but let's just go ahead and jump right on in and chat about decluttering kids' toys. So here we go. Are you ready? Here's where to start. If there is a broken toy, I'm talking Barbie with no feet because a dog chewed it off. I'm talking about Lego Man that has one leg because somehow it popped off. Go ahead and rip the Band-Aid and throw it in the trash. If the toy is broken, throw it away. Now, if you know there is a missing piece, for instance, to a puzzle, just an example, just go ahead and throw it in the trash. And if your child has not used the toy in 3 months and it is in good condition, either store it for your next child or donate it. If you know your next child will not play with this toy at all, go ahead and donate it. If a toy was given to your child, but the child does not play with it and you know the next child will not play with it, go ahead and donate it. It's better off in hands of a child that will actually play with it than being stored away and just accumulating clutter in the storage bin, okay? I know it's not easy, especially if you do have family members who check up and ask if your child is using that toy. But at the end of the day, you can still thank someone for the gift, but you are not obligated to keep it forever. Hey, homemaker, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I wanted to hop in super quick and let you know about a brand new freebie I created for you. You know, lately I have had a ton of people slide into my DMs and messages asking, how do I keep my home clean all the time? So I thought I would share my secret with you. Introducing the Tidy Home Freebie. The Tidy Home Freebie is my exact cleaning routine on how I keep my home clean and sparkly. So to grab your copy of the Tidy Home Freebie, head over to hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Again, the link is hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Now back to the episode. I said this last year back in the 5 Frequently Asked Questions episode. I'll go ahead and link it below in case you want to listen to it. But in that episode, I addressed what to do with items that are gifts. And here's my thought process around it, okay? If you know it's going to be stored in the back of the closet somewhere and it's not going to be put to use, just go ahead and get rid of it or donate it. Do you really think the gift giver would want you to feel bad for getting rid of the gift they've given you? Or in this case, the gift that they've given your child? Chances are is no. They are not going to want you to feel bad. Now, if the gift giver is constantly asking you if you use said gift, well, if your child uses said gift, I can totally see why you would feel bad about getting rid of the toy or the item. But when that happens, that's when it's time to go ahead and set some hard boundaries with the gift giver. Now, me personally, I let my family know crystal clear, if you plan on giving any gift to my child, you run it through me first. Because if they don't play with it or they don't like it, I will go ahead and donate it. Because, friend, boundaries are best. And I don't want them to waste their time buying my child an item that's truly not going to be played with. So, as you can see, I'm very cut and dry with this, but you kind of have to, again, if you want to have a simplified life. So again, missing and broken toys are trashed. Toys that are in good condition that are not played with are either donated or stored away. Okay. Now, what about sentimental items? I know we talked about a little bit about the feelings aspect. Now, let's actually talk about the sentimental items itself. So if you haven't already set up a memory box, it's a box where you store up all the super sentimental toys for as long as they grow up. This is what I have for both of my kids currently. That way, when they reach the age of 18 years old or when they move out of the house, they can keep what's inside that memory box and do what they want with what's inside of it. But the thing is with the memory box, it only holds so much space. So if you choose to put a toy in there, for instance, that they used to play with all the time, but they don't anymore, that is super sentimental to you, just go ahead and put it in the memory box. Otherwise, if it'll be used for the next child, just go ahead and store it or take a picture to remember that item and then donate it. If you do take a picture, you are more likely to see that item when you're scrolling through your memories on your phone, on your camera roll, instead of having it tucked away somewhere in a box in the back of the closet or in the back of a garage somewhere in a bin. Now, some words of wisdom, depending on how your child reacts, because you know your child best, I personally would declutter their toys when they are not around. My son, he really doesn't care when I declutter, but my daughter totally does. So I have to get her involved, and we do a little game of decluttering of what items we can bless another child with her stuff. That's just an idea, but again, you know your child best, so kind of keep that in the back of your mind as you're decluttering. Do you want your kids in the room? that's totally up to you. Okay. And also with that said, just know what you might come across is, let's say there is an item you know your child doesn't play with, but the minute you are literally about to donate it, maybe it's in the donation box ready to get rid of, the child sees it in the donation box and then they want to go ahead and start playing with it again. It can be really frustrating, but just go ahead and use your discernment. And if they do start playing with it a little bit more regularly, obviously hold off on decluttering it. But if it was just that one time that they play with it again, just go ahead and donate it. And yeah, I think that covers mostly everything. So if you have any more questions about decluttering kids' toys, don't hesitate to send me a DM over at Hardy Homemaker on Instagram so I can go ahead and help answer that question for you. Decluttering is literally one of my specialties in life, so I would absolutely love to help. And there you have it, friend, how to declutter your kids' toys. If you are a fan of this podcast, can you do me a favor and take the 5 seconds to click the 5 stars on this podcast? That way other moms can see this podcast and also can get the help they need to declutter their kids' toys too. And as always, friend, I love you so much, and I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your week. And until next time, I'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Hardy Homemaker podcast. For resources and materials, head over to hardyhomemaker.com. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, or better yet, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that more mamas can find this podcast and live a simpler lifestyle too. Who knows? You might even have your review highlighted at the beginning of one of the next podcast episodes. As always, I am praying for you, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. Until next time, I'll chat with you soon.